It will only be a short while. Lengthen the watches. As you say, my lord, Tom answered. Might I ask why?
Best not, Ned answered crisply.
The guards' wood was empty, as it always was here in the citadel of the southern gods. Ned's leg was screaming as they lowered him to the grass beside the heart tree.
Thank you.
He drew a paper from his sleeve, sealed with the sigil of his house. Kindly deliver this at once. Tomard looked at the name Ned had written on the paper and licked his lips anxiously.
My lord, do as I bid you, Tom, Ned said.
How long he waited in the quiet of the guards' wood, he could not say. It was peaceful here. The thick walls shut out the clamour of the castle, and he could hear birds singing, the murmur of crickets, leaves rustling in a gentle wind. The heart tree was an oak, brown and faceless. Yet Ned Stark still felt the presence of his guards. His leg did not seem to hurt so much. She came to him at sunset, as the clouds reddened above the walls and towers. She came alone, as he had bid her. For once she was dressed simply, in leather boots and hunting greens. When she drew back the hood of her brown cloak, he saw the bruise where the king had struck her. The angry plum colour had faded to yellow, and the swelling was down, but there was no mistaking it for anything but what it was.